Well, we have all heard the Palm Sunday story over and over again. Churches all around the world today have palm branches, choir anthems, and praise songs. One of the four gospel accounts will have been read, and the pastors will give similar but different insights to the same message. A message that has been retold for almost 2,000 years. Palm Sunday. A tradition that we will repeat next year, the year after, and the year after, and the year after. I imagine the original scene was rather spectacular. Thousands lining the streets, waving palm branches, full of excitement and hosannas. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. But in just a few days, Jesus would be arrested. Only Peter made an attempt to defend Jesus, but ultimately Jesus would be abandoned. He would be denied. And the crowd who once cheered him did nothing to defend him. There was no revolt. The life of a known criminal, Barabbas, would be chosen for release over Jesus. And the crowds would shout, "Crucify! Crucify!" It's easy to sit back and criticize the crowds who turned from followers to condemners. It's easy to wonder what was going through the heads of the disciples as they left the man that they followed for 3 years. Because after all, we know the ending. We know that Jesus rose from the grave. We know he was the Messiah, the Son of God. However, despite what happened, the faithful followers did regather. They regrouped, and they started what we know as the church. For centuries, the early Christians faced persecution. They were shunned by the Jews, despised by the Romans. They lost property. They were run out of towns. They were arrested, beaten, and killed for their beliefs. Yet the church remained strong and continued to grow. And without the sacrifices of the early church, we wouldn't be here today. We have the gospel accounts. We have the writings of the other apostles. We have the history of the church and centuries of persecutions. Today, millions come and praise him on Sunday. But how many churchgoers say no other word about God or in praise of God the rest of the week? We largely remain silent. We remain silent, and still we know the gospel and what Jesus did for us. Despite knowing the history of what the early church did for us, shouldn't we be people excited and eager to share all of this good news? And even worse than being silent about the good news, I have heard people turn to gossip within minutes of the end of the service. And throughout the week, many even curse our neighbors and fellow Christians. James chapter 3 says this: "With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness." With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Out of the same mouth come praises and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. I don't know about you, but I'm guilty. Guilty. The question is, do you shout for Jesus on Sunday mornings? Do you praise him? Do you lift him up or even pray to him? Because he is certainly worthy, isn't he? And now if you do this on Sunday, what are you doing the rest of the week? Are you still praising him? Or are you like the Palm Sunday crowd who quickly forgot who Jesus was? We read the story and we don't realize that story is about us. How one moment we can be praising Jesus, and in the next moment we are anything but praising Jesus. We are people who are full of gossip. We are people who condemn. We are people who are judgmental. And we forget about the love. We forget about the sacrifice. Not only just what Jesus did for us on the cross, but what for hundreds and thousands of people have done over the centuries to make it possible for us to gather and worship. Yes, we may be criticized in the news. Yes, there are people who look at us and think that we're just full of folly, that we're following something that doesn't exist. But I don't know the last time anybody but took a baseball bat to someone. I don't know the last time anybody was held up because of their beliefs, taken hostage for their beliefs, cruelly condemned, hung on a cross, murdered, or beheaded because of our beliefs here in the United States. But did you know just in this past week, in countries like Afghanistan, in countries in Africa, that daily and weekly there are Christians losing their life for the sake of the gospel? And yet here we live with the freedom to praise God each and every day. We can turn on the radio and find dozens of Christian radio stations. We have this joy, we have this gift, and we know the story. Yet everywhere we go and the people we meet, we remain silent. If we are here to praise Jesus on Palm Sunday, if we can sing "How Great Thou Art" on any other Sunday, or we can sing about his amazing grace when the Spirit hits us, why can't we do it every day of the week? We need to consider who we are shouting for. Because some of us like to shout for a lot of things. If you get on social media, you'll find out what people are really passionate about. There's one word that could turn a lot of stomachs this morning, and I won't mention it. Depends on if you're a red person or a blue person, right? Some of you will say, "Go get him," and some of you will say, "Go get him." But here we are, Christians. Here we are with the greatest king of all. Here we are with the very answers in the book of Revelation that tells us the ending. The disciples didn't know. They were confused. They were lost. The crowds were swept up in emotion from here to there. The crowds were under the oppression of the Romans, and dare they speak out? The Romans would bring the soldiers in and crush them in an instant, because that was the life of the Jews. Yet here we stand in all of this freedom, and yet throughout the week, how do we act? And as we head into this very holy week, every one of you will have an opportunity to come into contact with somebody. Because I don't know about you, my phone rings about 2,000 times a day from unknown callers. Well, guess what I dare you to do this week? Answer that unknown caller and say, "Do you know what? I've got a sales pitch for you." You have the chance to share the good news of the gospel to somebody this week. Some of you are going to go to the doctor. Some of you are going to go to school. Some of you are going to go to work. Some of you are just going to call and check in on a friend, but you're going to see somebody, talk to somebody. You're going to go to a restaurant. You're going to have a server. And will you today proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ? Will you this week share about this great and holy week that is upon us? When we receive the greatest gift anybody could ever give. We receive the gift of the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, a love that never ends, a love that cleanses and purifies, a love that gives us the gift of eternal life where we get to spend praising and shouting in the glory and the light of the Son and our Lord. Isn't that something? Isn't that worth shouting about? Let's be a people who shout. But let's stop shouting for the wrong reasons. Let's stop shouting at the guy who tailgates us, right, Ethan? Because I'm guilty. I had to turn to my son and I said, boy, I need forgiveness. Let us not shout at the TV, at the politics. Let us not worry about what the Reds are doing or what the basketball team or the soccer team or whoever's doing. Let us focus on the Lord. Because there's no greater time to be a witness to tell people what this is all about. Because there's people that wonder, what is this Good Friday? What is this Maundy Thursday? What is this Easter thing? Because our commercials want us to believe it's about bunnies and eggs and chocolate candy, right? They want us to believe it's about the next great sale at Kohl's, right? But what is it really about? It's about the joy of our Savior walking into town, ready to take on the world. Not just the world before Him, but a world, a lifetime of sins. Your sins and my sins weighed upon Him. And He took them. And He said, all those who believe in me, all those who repent shall be forgiven. Now that is something to shout and proclaim. Let us go and leave here as people who are willing to shout for Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank You for this joyous day of Palm Sunday. We thank You for the joys and the praise and the anthems from the choir that proclaimed Your goodness, that proclaimed Your glory, that proclaimed that You walked out of that empty tomb. And because of Your blood, our sins are covered. Lord, we give You all glory and joy today. But Lord, let it not be just today. Let us give that proclamation each and every day. Let us give it to each and every person that we meet, whether they be friend, family, or stranger. Let us be a different kind of people. Let us be a different kind of church. Ones who truly live it, believe it, and proclaim it. It's in Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.